Okay, we're back for the second big hour of the Investigative Journal, and let me mention this, that you can get RBN right now. RBNlive.com is now republicbroadcasting.org for the time being. So if you want to listen live, and I know I've gotten many emails about this, hundreds, where are you? Where's RBN? What are you guys doing? What's happened? Well, anyway, you can listen every day at republicbroadcasting.org. So get that down. And also the archives. Wow, this is a great story. We're going to get those back soon on Republic, so don't worry about it. All the archives of all the people that go back years, which is vital for patriots to listen to, are not on the website due to some turmoil there, but I've been notified that they will be back shortly, so you'll be able to listen. And in the meantime, guess what I'm going to do? Yes, I've got someone that is going, and it didn't start today, but I know RBN's taping these shows. But in the interim, I'm going to get somebody to tape my show, and then they're going to play it so I can get a copy of it. And if RBN wants to put it on their website, they can, or you can get it on my website. Until the RBN archives come up, then I won't have to do that. But I don't want to waste, people listen to this show at all hours, 2, 3, 4 in the morning when I'm sound asleep. They're listening, and I get a lot of emails from all over the country. I did want to say hello. Now, listen, a listener in Mexico, named John emailed me and said there's a group of people in Mexico City that listen to the Investigative Journal, and I want to thank you because I add you to my list, and I've got a map here, and I'm now looking at least 20 countries that this show goes to. So don't think that we're not listened to and we don't have an effect, even though the mainstream tries to marginalize you, even though they lie to you about stories about the Vatican, about stories we document here, the pedophile ring leading to former Cardinal Spellman and now Cardinal Egrin, you evil man. We're going to get the message out, and we're not going to stop. And that's what we did the last hour with Tom Richards at spirituallysmart.com. Get the real truth and go there. He's a patriot. He's a man who grew up a Catholic and realized really what was going on in the New World Order. Fascinating story. Tom Richards, we add him to the list of, hundreds of patriots that have been on my show talking about the evil. Before I get to Ingrid Cassell, we only have a short break here. She knows the clock really well because she has her own show on RBN on Saturday, and I recommend you go listen because they have a great newspaper out in Idaho called the Idaho Observer, and they have a great show. She puts it on every Saturday on RBN in the morning with her husband, Don Harkins, both really great people. I know them personally, been at their house. They've treated me with respect, dignity, and always have been nice to me, and I really love these two people, and I say that point blank. But anyway, let me just mention this. I've had the Father Alberto Rivera on my show through a tape. Jesuit order killed him for trying to get to the truth. And guess what? I'm going to have his wife on, hopefully, if God willing and the creek don't rise. His wife, Nuri, is going to come on my show and talk about it. But I've learned some interesting things that she was blackmailed, tried to be blackmailed by the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order. And here's what they said to her, and I want to confirm this, but I have a tendency to believe it through the sources I got it from. They actually went to her and said that if she would tell him where Alberto Rivera was buried, the former Jesuit priest, they would pay for her son's schooling, they would give her X amount of money, all this stuff. And the reason they do that is they like to go hijack these bodies and they put them in the bottom of the Vatican so they can look at the detractors' dead bones. Wow, what a sick group. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay-Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay-Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay-Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay-Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Investigative Journal, and I want to get back here right away because my next guest is Ingrid Cassell. Now, oh, wait a minute. Something is going through my mind, and I have to get it out. Okay, and then we'll get to Ingrid. I got this map in front of me, and every time I get emails, I put a little dot on it, and I got 20 countries now that this show's listened to. How many countries are there in the world? Does anybody know exactly how many there are? Chris in the back says 122, so I got a lot of work to do. But anyway, it must be something crazy. Am I normal? Ask yourself this. Am I normal? Every time I talk to somebody, I'll go to a new town. I go, how many people live in your town? Now, does it make a difference? I don't know. I go, how many people live in Denver? How many people live in Spirit Lake, Idaho, where Ingrid and Don live? I always do that. I go to a school. How many students are here? As if it... You know, it's something I did all my life, and I'm going to stop doing that. But anyway, let me get Ingrid Cassell, some important stuff. Ingrid, like I said, she runs the Idaho Observer with her husband, Don Harkins. Great paper. Go to it. She has also been an activist for many years, trying to inform people about vaccinations. She has an organization that she works with called Vaccination Liberation, much, much more in the health field. I know when I go over there, I get the greatest health food and a real spanking about the way I eat normally eat, because when I'm at their house, I always sneak off to McDonald's or something. But anyway, Ingrid, how are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, we don't have a McDonald's close enough for you to sneak off and do that.
Well, you didn't know. I used to drive to Spokane when I'd leave your house, but anyway.
Right. Anyway, well, it's good to be on your program, Greg. And, yeah, there's certainly the vaccine issue is heating up with Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, bypassing the legislature and doing an executive order requiring all sixth grade girls to get the Gardasil vaccine that's alleged to prevent cervical cancer, and that's definitely alleged. There's a lot of adverse reactions we've heard reports of regarding this vaccine. It's clearly still in the experimental stage, as are all vaccines that are licensed today.
Now, you've been researching this subject for a long time. Tell us how you first got interested in it. I never did ask you that question. When did you first get interested in that issue of don't let anybody vaccinate your babies? Go ahead.
Well, actually, it was my family. I have to attribute that to my mother. My mother was an independent thinker, quite discerning. She was always a rebel in her family, and started exploring alternative health and that sort of thing at an early age. She had severe allergies and asthma growing up, and started exploring alternative health methods for resolving it. And she ran into Dr. Koch's oxygen therapy. And when she had an asthma attack, she did this very new and since outlawed therapy where it put a blast of oxygen in her system, and it stopped the, she never had an asthma attack since then, and had several loose bowel movements, and it was all over. So that, and then she also, my mother was one of the founding members of the National Health Federation that's in Monrovia, California now, and she was a 75th member, actually, of that organization, and fought fluoridation in the city of Los Angeles, which to this day, as far as I know, is still not fluoridated. And most right. large cities do have fluoridated water. But with the vaccine issue, she just didn't make any sense to her to inject, pathogens from, questionable origins coupled with heavy metals and other toxins right into your lymphatic system as a means to stimulate an immune response as though God made a mistake. So she started doing research, and what she found was shocking. And so she kept us from ever receiving any vaccines. We signed a waiver when we went to school, and we grew up in Los Angeles, by the way, and so I went to public school and never seemed to have a problem. Yeah, I actually did. But anyway, long story short, it was when my nephew was taken to the emergency room, and that was back in 1981, I believe, and that was in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He was 3 years old, in perfect health, and the lady, and he just kept, injuring himself. He was toddling around, toddlers, continually reopen a sore, and he had a little sore on his head from falling and hitting the corner of the coffee table, and it probably should have been stitched. And so my sister is Isaac Turner, and it was his mother, my sister, who was concerned enough to take me to the emergency room, and they asked if he had all the shots. And she said, heavens no, we don't do that. And that triggered the social services to make a visit to the home. They took our family to court, considering taking custody away. It was considered child neglect to not inject these known neurotoxins into the body of young little children. And so that was the stimulus for us getting involved, publicizing the case nationally, and a lot of the exhibits we presented in court to the judge were the foundation for a book called Immunization, The Reality Behind the Myth. And that happens to be written by my mother, Wallene James, and it's a college textbook type of book. It is a foundational book that people like Dr. Vera Scheibner, Neil Z. Miller in New Mexico. There's Cynthia Cornier. There's a lot of people that consider it a foundational book. It inspired Etta West with Vaccine Risk Awareness Network to start her organization. So, you will talk to just about anyone in this movement that they consider that is the Bible, Immunization, The Reality Behind the Myth. And right now, they're threatening to, possibly going to be out of print. It's right now print on demand. You can't seem to get it out of Canada. The only place I know to get it is through our organization. You can go to vaclib.org and order the book. But they don't want people to have this information. They really don't.
They want to keep sticking needles in people. But, you know, there's a lot of disinformation out there, but I respect your opinion. And I'm going to ask you a simple question and explain it in any way you choose. Why should people not allow their children to be vaccinated?
Because of what it actually does to the proper functioning of the immune system as well as the nervous system. I mean, we say when a baby is born, they're really still a fetus. I mean, all their organ systems are underdeveloped. They are dependent on their mother's breast milk for the proper development of these body systems, which is why, I was a former Lalaitre League leader, that's mother-to-mother support for breastfeeding, and they say you really shouldn't introduce any solids or anything other than breast milk into an infant until after 6 months. Well, certainly that would be true for something as, jarring to the system as a vaccine. And ingredients such as thimerosal, which is 50% ethyl mercury, a very toxic form of mercury, and also aluminum hydroxide, what they call adjuvants, they're helpers. They help create a stronger antibody response in the body, but in the process, they inhibit the normal formation of dendrites in the nervous system. Dendrites are a key to communication in the body between body systems. I mean, you need a proper functioning electrical system, a nervous system. And I could just read you a couple things from the newsletter just about how dangerous these things are. These are some of the latest research. A team of cell biologists, toxicologists, and molecular biologists from UCLA recently published a report linking thimerosal to disruptions in the function of dendrites, a specific type of nerve cell. Dendritic cells play pivotal roles in overcoming viral and bacterial invaders by coordinating the immune system's overall combat response, explained Dr. Isaac Pisa, a toxicologist with the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine and director of Children's Center for Environmental Health and Disease Prevention, as well as a senior author of the study. One dendritic cell can activate as many as 300 T cells, which is the white blood cells, that help find and kill external agents that attack the immune system, making them the most effective immune system activators. In the show Uninformed Consent, it's a documentary called Mercury, a Slow Death, which Vaccination Liberation carries, too. I mean, I'm just mentioning that it's an excellent documentary on, the details of what mercury actually does, and that's at vaclib.org. We're unable to see in microscopic detail the dendrite cells of slugs shriveling in a mercury-containing medium. So they say this man, Dr. Isaac Pisa, will next study dendritic cells isolated from the blood of children with and without autism to confirm if the intracellular changes in mice dendrites are the same as in humans. But what is really telling is that they found that ethyl mercury, thimerosal, this is what they add. Eli Lilly is the maker of thimerosal, and they add this to all these vaccines. And in 1999, they realized with the increase of the vaccine schedule and continually adding more and more vaccines for young children, that they were negligent in adding up just exactly how much mercury these young children were getting. And not coincidentally, the rate of autism increased dramatically in the 90s with the increase in the number of vaccines given to our children that contained thimerosal, the ethyl mercury. So, and this is both a preservative as well as considered an adjuvant, something that accentuates the antibody-producing capability of the vaccine. So, but anyway, and then there's the aluminum hydroxide. This was really incredible. And this is, and the Gardasil vaccine has, I think, 25 micrograms of aluminum hydroxide. And this is just a recent study that Chris Shaw, he's a neuroscientist in Vancouver, he was actually looking at people that had Gulf War syndrome and wanting to find out that if there are any studies showing the safety of aluminum hydroxide, because he found out that anthrax vaccine had it in it. And
Ingrid, I'm going to you hear the music, and I'm sure you know what that means since you have a show on Saturday. But anyway, I'm going to take a short break, and then I'll be back with Ingrid Cassell.
desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. Thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Ingrid Cassell, and she there's a lot to talk about. But I did want to ask, and you shall receive. Chris, my producer in the back, checked on how many countries there are in the world and checked the Internet. There are 193 countries in the world recognized, and it says something about the American political agenda. And then supposedly there's one country that's not recognized, so there may be 194. But that leads us to the next question. What's that one country? Okay, I want to get back to Ingrid Cassell. Ingrid, we're talking about the particulars of why people shouldn't get vaccinated. But tell us about VacLib and what you guys do around the world. And are vaccinations mandatory in any state, or what's the story on that? I'm really not up to date.
You know, it's funny. People in our movement will say different things, and clearly being opposed to all toxic injections into the body, vaccinations being particularly a toxic injection, I would like to say, oh, they're not mandatory. Well, all 50 states have compulsory vaccination laws for daycare and school entry. And compulsory, you are compelled. You are told that you have to have these shots in order to get to school. but so, to release the school district of liability and that kind of thing, they do have exemptions. So if you are a little bit savvy, you'll look at and try to find some exemptions to this form of medical experimentation. And so there are in, I think it's 17 states right now have a philosophical exemption. All 50 states have a medical exemption, but generally a state does not recognize a medical exemption unless you have a note from a medical doctor. Chiropractors and naturopaths will not suffice. And medical doctors are trained at schools that are funded by the pharmaceutical industry. And if you do write an exemption for a child, even if they are allergic to a component in the vaccine or they, their family has a history of seizures or many things that are contraindicated for the child receiving a shot and the doctor writes one of these kind of exemption letters for the child to get into school, they are usually called before a medical board in the state and their license is threatened. They are reprimanded. We have many stories of this kind of thing happening. So a medical exemption is not something you want to do. Our country was founded on religious freedom, and 48 states have a religious exemption to vaccines. The only states that don't are West Virginia and Mississippi, and West Virginia has been fighting every year to have a religious exemption like 48 other states do.
Now, is it a myth when the government and the medical association says that if you get vaccinated for the flu or you get vaccinated for smallpox or anything, it actually will help you not get the disease? I mean, is that a myth?
Well, actually, it is, because none of these vaccines were ever tested in the field. They are only tested for antibody production, and antibody production does not equate to immunity, which is why you have outbreaks of the disease among the vaccinated, and this is quite common. For instance, when, you know, just last year, I don't know how many of your listeners remember, in Iowa, there was this big outbreak of measles, and they were trying to get everyone to make sure they had the MMR vaccine, which is measles, mumps, and rubella. But of those people that got measles, 66% of them had already received two MMR shots. And I think it was 14% had received just one MMR shot. So, you know, then you're looking at the rest of the percentage. I mean, that's 80% right there. So 20% of the people that got measles weren't vaccinated, and then they want to blame the whole epidemic on that 20% that didn't receive an MMR shot. And so the whole thing is really dicey in terms of, you know, their claims, because it's just not based on any sound science.
And, of course, it's a moneymaker, the people who make the vaccines. But what I've always been scared about is a bad batch. And people don't talk about this, but I had a doctor on once on my show who mentioned that usually the bad batches are found in the poor medical facilities. And it's very interesting. Do you get into that subject regarding bad batches of vaccines?
Oh, absolutely. What is most shocking is that these vaccines, there's what they call a vaccine adverse event reporting system.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it VAERS for short. And you can go to VAERS.HHS.org to find out about that program. And that was initiated back in 1990. Well, it was funded, I guess, when the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act passed in 1986. And this is one of the most horrendous pieces of legislation, because it released the pharmaceutical companies of all liability when it came to their shots being not only ineffective, but not safe and even deadly. So if your child became permanently disabled or even died as a result of a vaccine, and you can prove it in a court of law, that's not very good for the pharmaceutical industry. So
no, it isn't.
They lobbied
Ingrid, hold that thought. We'll be back with Ingrid Cassell.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Okay, we're back for the second half hour. My guest is Ingrid Cassell. And before I get back to Ingrid, let me make this program note. RBN is now at republicbroadcasting.org. So if you want to listen live, please do that. If you want to call me, we do not censor calls. We do not screen them. 800-313-9443. Your opinions are welcome. If you want to talk about vaccination liberation, Ingrid's group around the country that's trying to enlighten people about the evils of vaccines. You can call us anytime. But you know what? I wanted to mention one thing about this turmoil at RBN. It's going to be resolved quickly, so you're going to be able to get the archives of all these shows shortly. And the important thing is that broadcasters like Ingrid and Don Harkins were on Saturday, get their message out and unabated. And pretty soon the archives will be back up. And pretty soon I noticed the Internet traffic is starting to get back to normal. But still, there's a little confusion regarding the website, but go to republicbroadcasting.org until that's resolved. Okay, what else did I – there's one other thing I wanted to mention before I get back to Ingrid. Oh, Dennis Kucinich. I brought that up in the first hour regarding his backing off on the 9/11 movement. Right. I will get into that a little more in depth tomorrow and also bring on my guest tomorrow. You're going to want to listen to tomorrow's show because – Sean Dix is going to be on my show tomorrow. And if you ever wondered about dental floss and the New World Order, think about that. Now, that doesn't make much sense when I say it, but I'm going to mention this. If you use dental floss, none of it is sterilized. And I didn't know that till I talked to Sean. Well, Sean came up with an invention where, not an invention, but he improved dental floss and he sterilized it, which is really costly, I guess, to these big companies. And he also created a way to use it that's very interesting. He sent me some copies. He sent me an example of how, you know, one of his prototypes. And he tried to market this product, and I'm going to show you how he was persecuted by the New World Order, by these big companies, and how he spent was jailed for it. Interesting story, Ingrid. It kind of falls in line with the medical issue. But can you believe that? Are you there?
Yeah, I do believe that, actually. I used to think we lived in a fairly realistic world, and now I'm seeing that sci-fi is part of reality. I mean, this, you know, stuff that you wouldn't believe 10 years ago is just going on, and it's part of our reality. Yeah.
And this story, you know, is interesting because Sean came up with this improvement on dental floss. I didn't mm-hmm. know that it wasn't sterilized. He sterilized it, provided a way to use it that's simpler than coming out of that little box. And I guess the big companies, he said, decided to do a study, and they said, well, how much is it going to cost us to sterilize all this stuff? And they figured it was going to cost them a lot more to do that than to get rid of Sean, because once his product came out, just imagine, if I knew that he had the only product that was sterilized, I would buy it. And that would force the other companies to spend a lot of money, so they got rid of him. And, boy, that's a good story. He's going to be on tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to hearing this because it changed my view of dental floss. Anyway, let's get back to you. And I cut you off at the break. Did you have anything you wanted to finish up on what you were saying?
Well, yeah. I was talking a little bit about the vaccine adverse event reporting system, and it is really incredibly shocking. This program that was instituted in 1990, actually. And I mentioned that, you know, you can go up there and find out, you know, how you report a reaction. But it's estimated that less than 10% of doctors actually report a vaccine reaction, even if it happens 2 and 3 hours right after the vaccine is administered. I mean, there are babies that die, you know, 3 and 4 hours after vaccine. And on the autopsy, it's listed as a SIDS death. And now we're having a lot of cases of SBS. They just kind of went from SIDS to SBS. And many people out there may think that's shocking, that, of course, these people are abusing their children. But what we find in common, if you're shaking your baby, they'll have subluxations in their neck. And they're not having that. They're having cerebral swelling, retinal bleeding behind the eyes. And this is because these vaccines actually tax ascorbates or vitamin C in the system. Many of these mothers are malnourished. They're not getting the proper amount of minerals and vitamin C that they need, so we see a lot of brittle bone syndrome in these children, and the parents are now accused of shaking it when it's really malnutrition coupled with, you know, these toxic vaccines. So it's amazing some of the medical records and things that are, you know, that we have seen with regard to this, you know, and increased number of cases of SBS. We call it the new witch hunt.
Okay, now how can people get involved with you and your organization, VacLib?
I would suggest that people, they can call our 800 number, 888-249-1421. Again, that's 888-249-1421. Or they can just go to our website. If you go to vaccinetruth.com, it's a directional site, and you can reach a lot of sites, but it's also sponsored by Vaccination Liberation, and it has a link right to our main site, which is vaclib.org.
Okay, I also wanted to tell people about your radio program that you host every Saturday morning on RBN with your husband, Don Harkins. Tell us about that show and what you guys concentrate on every Saturday.
Well, it's called The American Activist, and we like to highlight people that are just everyday citizens, pretty much like you and me, Greg, that saw some area that really needed a lot of volunteer attention, needed, you know, people needed assistance, whether we are quite involved with the growing prison industry. I mean, we have 1 in 32 adults that are now either in prison, in jail, on parole. I mean, they're in the system. So that's a really incredibly shocking figure. And these people are denied the right to vote and participate in society in many ways. They're not allowed to have firearms. And like he interviewed last Saturday, I think it was last Saturday anyway, a guy who was railroaded into prison and is driving a car in the races, the NASCAR. I don't know anything about car races, but he started freefeds.org. And then, you know, the Minutemen, for instance, a whole border security, we have people like that on. And then I've had activists on the vaccine issue, people that are doing the grassroots educating of people in their counties, states, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, basically it's important for people that are listeners out there to know that, you know, one person can make a huge difference if you just focus on something that has affected you and you realize that every challenge is actually an opportunity to serve. So if you had some horrible thing happen to you, it really is God nudging you and telling you this is now your opportunity to be of service to your fellow man. So that's kind of what we do on our program is we try to make people aware of other issues out there that aren't really getting that much airtime, that need more airtime.
Good, and I want to encourage people to listen on Saturday morning, or if you can't, when the archives get back up, you'll be able to go to the American Activist. And what time is that in the morning, Ingrid?
Well, it's Central Time. It's 10 to noon.
Okay.
On Central Time.
All right, so go to the American Activist radio show on RBN, 10 to noon on Saturday, and you'll really get, I recommend you listen to it. It's a good show. And Don Harkins also hosts the show. That's Ingrid's husband. Mm-hmm. And he's the editor of the Idaho Observer, and you're an instrumental part of that publication. Let's tell people really what your publication is all about, the Idaho Observer, and what your goals are, and really what your mission statement is.
Wow, that is a loaded question, believe it or not. But yeah, actually we started our newspaper in January 1997. Actually, Don had this newspaper going, and I was one of the first subscribers, and we didn't get together until 1999. And I started a column called Back to Basics. But basically, we feel, you know, we say that we teach people from a constitutional perspective. We understand that there are things that have gone on in our country where, you know, Bush is actually telling the truth when he says the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper, because there have been forces that have undermined our basic freedoms and rights for a number of years, as I know Greg has discussed on this program. We have printed much of that information in the paper, stuff about the 14th Amendment, and we're trying to really just educate a remnant of the American population that we'd like to be more than just a remnant on issues that they're not going to get in the mainstream press. So, you know, my column, Back to Basics, is to teach freedom-loving Americans how to take care of their health without Big Pharma in the medical industry. And, you know, because God did give us a body that and all the herbs and plants on the planet here to heal ourselves, and we tend to see disease as a teacher, dis-ease, you're out of balance. And so we teach real simple, inexpensive ways to bring your body back into balance and, you know, detoxification and that kind of thing. And I've had all my past columns are at idaho-observer.com, and there's, you know, I don't know, there's a lot there. I mean, there's a lot of people that do research on different topics, and they'll hit idaho-observer.com and use the Google search engine to find more information on specific topics. I even have college students, you know, that'll email us and want specific information on different topics that we've printed, and that's always gratifying that the young people are also interested in this.
From 1997, when Don started his paper, and you know what he told me confidentially, that he really started it to find his one true love, and he found you.
Wow. So I guess it's not confidential anymore, huh?
It's not confidential. And I might add, you guys have a great relationship. I've seen it close up, and one that I admire. to a man and woman that really love each other and try to do something good for the planet. And that's what the Idaho Observer and your radio show is all about. And the Idaho Observer, though, politically, what have you seen from the time you got involved till now? What changes have you seen in our country? And how do you think Americans, from your perspective, are catching on to what's really happening here?
Oh, it's been a roller coaster. That's all I could say. When we first got together and when we got married, we wrote up our own wedding vows, and we've pulled them out since then. And it just gives us chills because it's like everything in our wedding vows has kind of come true in a sense. We just had no idea how our partnership would magnify each other's purpose. But, you know, he's helped so much with the natural health and the vaccine awareness cause. He spent a lot of time editing Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book, and I'm actually a little bit better with managing money and, you know, just running, you know, the brass tacks of an office and editing. I'm a little more of an anal editor, so, you know, and then, you know, there's articles that have come through the paper where I just you know, had to say, nope, this is not inappropriate, or, you know, I mean, this is inappropriate, you know, that kind of thing. Just you know, and he's done that to me, too. We've been a really good check for one another on things that come out of this office. We, of course, make mistakes. We're human. But, my gosh, the difference in our country since 9/11, I mean, you can't even really put that in words. I mean, I think everyone's felt it. It was like the final nail in the coffin. They've already had these things all in the planning, the Patriot Act, the Homeland Security, Project BioShield. I mean, all of these things were drafted, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. They were just waiting for this event that was clearly planned for a long time. I mean, my gosh, to demolish those buildings in that fashion took many months of planning. And so all of a sudden they're springing this legislation on us right after 9/11 that was already in the hopper. Mm-hmm. And everyone could feel, you know, the tension. And I mean, anyone that was awake at that time and our subscribers, they were. So we've just, you know, it's beyond the frog boiling slowly. It's so, so beyond that. Right now, we don't even have a country. We don't have a border in the South that's secure. If you don't have secure borders, you really don't have a country. And that's really hard for people to look at that as an aspect of reality here. When you have the people that are coming over illegally across the border, being these protests being funded by corporate sponsors, they have nice slick signs. I mean, it's shocking, and they get better treatment than American citizens that are taxpayers. I mean, you know, it's incredible. I mean, I think people are finally, you know, having the 2x4 over their head, and they have to be, they have to wake up and be aware of this. And we're finding that it's really strange, Greg. You have to know this. It's kind of perverse, but we're actually growing as a newspaper, and I attribute a lot of it to our show on Republic Broadcast Network. But there's also a lot of people that are hungry for real information, and they're just tired of the lies in the mainstream media.
Now, I know how these people operate on the other side, and they're calculated. They know everything everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think they sit there and they go, well, what does it matter? It's too late anyway. Let these people talk. What's your comment to, let's say you're sitting with an Illuminati New World Order member that says that to you in confidence. What would you say back to him?
What would I say back to him?
Outside
you know,
of
it, it's really I am not
get out of
very,
my house.
I'm not very fast on my feet, and I guess I can't imagine myself in that situation. So I would hope that Don was sitting there because he is fast on his feet, and he usually says something, you know, much more appropriate than I do. You know, we've been in situations like this. And I tend to just, I mean, I'm so bowled over, I don't know how to react. It's just like this, such a shock, the comment, that I tend to walk away and then I regret it later. You know, I'm just, you know, I just, if something, someone says something to me that's that just overwhelming,
Well, you know what?
It leaves me speechless.
The first time, let me tell you a little story. You'd appreciate this. I usually hit them pretty hard in their Achilles heel, getting to the, you know, taking the layer of the onion all the way off. And I was contacted once, and I won't mention his name, by someone very close to a very powerful New World Order Illuminati person. And he said to me, Greg, these people, one, don't think there's a constitution. They don't even, it's not eroded. They don't even subscribe to it, and they just do it to placate America. And your best bet is to just leave the country and live a nice life, write about the opera, write about music, but it's too late. And that's what they said. You know what I told them?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I don't agree with you. I think that if we continue this, we will awaken a lot of people, which is the key. And first of all, what's the key is I awaken myself to understand what you're doing, the evil, and I don't accept it. Well, we're going to come back with our final segment with Ingrid Cassell.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true, that there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied.
Okay, we're back for our final segment with Ingrid Cassell. She's the host of The American Activist with her husband, Don Harkins, on Saturday at RBN. She is, runs the Idaho Observer with her husband, a newspaper, truth-telling newspaper in Idaho. And she's on the forefront of a movement to make people aware that vaccinations are really dangerous. Ingrid, what are you working on now in vaccination liberation? Anything in these last few minutes you want to tell us? What's on your mind?
Well, we just had a conference call last night, and we're just getting more tightly organized. It is an all-volunteer association, and we do have 15 chapters nationwide. And these chapters, we actually would like to have representatives in all 50 states, and we have many states that aren't covered. You have a wonderful organization in Texas. I know this is broadcast out of Texas, but you have listeners all over the world. Dawn Richardson with Parents Requesting Open Vaccine Education, although she's not affiliated specifically with us because we are very clear about our anti-vaccine stand. She has done a lot of wonderful work in Texas and has certainly been a spokesperson for our side, especially regarding the whole Gardasil thing. But, you know, I just want to mention that people really need to get involved because there's so many people that are absolutely unaware of the damage that can happen to their newborns in the hospital. Before they leave, they get a vitamin K injection, which is toxic, by the way. It's not just a vitamin. It has many of the same ingredients that vaccines have, and you get a Hep B shot, and the Hep B dose that is given to a newborn is only half the amount given to a 150-pound adult. So it's really shocking the amount of toxins that are being injected into our newborns, and it doesn't just affect the development of their nervous system and immune function, but also their soul connection, believe it or not. We have information on that on our website, too. So if you, you know, if you have a spiritual bent and you want to, you know, preserve your connection to your Creator in this lifetime, you want to go ahead and make sure that you're free of these kind of injections in your progeny also. So I encourage people to call us. You can call 888-249-1421, or you can just go ahead and get on our website, vaclib.org, and contact us and get involved. We have lots of tools. We have free downloadable literature. We have business cards that are provocative to encourage people to research the topic on their own, and we also have a series of support group meetings if you have several other people in your community that want to get together and be a public eyesore for the public health departments that are not in the business of public health at all.
All right, and I also want to recommend people, if you want to subscribe to the Idaho Observer, go to idaho-observer.com. And instead of always reading on the Internet, make it a monthly habit to read a regular newspaper. So there, I gave you a little plug on your paper.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
What's the lead story going to be on the next edition?
Actually, we are working on that. I'm not sure. Don keeps a lot of that very secret. But we are going to be doing a lot on the NAIS and the RFID chips, you know, radio frequency ID chips, as well as the National Animal Identification System. So that's probably going to be the inside four pages.
Twitter. Yeah.
And, you know, because it needs
Ingrid,
a
I have
lot
to. We're running out of time. Thanks for running that Leo Wanta story. I've been involved in that a long time. We'll see you again. Thanks for being on the show. Okay, that was Ingrid Cassell, and we're all out of time on the Investigative Journal. We'll come back tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, have a good day and good afternoon.